All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are into hour number overdrive, into our fifth hour today. I did 5 hours and 15 minutes yesterday. We're only going to do about 30 more today and take a few of the callers that are left over from the live transmission that's on the AM and FM, XM, everything else. Pastor Lindsey Williams with his inside intel with his former Big Three oil company executive has given him so many key insights before. Lindsey, you went over the fact that they are looking at using a nuke, the fact that you're saying it's 20,000 to 70,000 pressure, that they went into some type of magma chamber, a volcano. I mean, they're drilling down to the ends of the crust, close to the mantle, and we know they have these batholiths and other things that are forming. So very, very serious. And we're seeing this kind of being dribbled out now. We've seen the propaganda of, oh, they fixed the leak over and over again to give false hope. And, oh, there's only a few thousand gallons, then 50,000, then 100,000, then 200,000. Now they say it's a half million. Now they're saying they're underestimating that. You're saying your oil company sources are saying, what, 4 to 5 million gallons a day?
Yes, but I'm quite sure that they were being very conservative because they knew I was going to quote them. And so you can put it very much above that.
Okay, so let's run through recapping what you've already broke and the other news you didn't have the time to get to while I was taking calls.
Okay, first of all, I want to touch on a subject that you just casually mentioned at the beginning of your program. You said that Goldman Sachs sold much of their BP stock only a few days just prior to the Gulf oil gusher, and that BP's president sold one-third of his stocks just prior to
the BP
gusher.
Sold 44%. He sold a third. Turns out the Goldman Sachs chairman of International was also the chairman of BP, but got out a month before.
I'm so glad that you mentioned this because it gives me an opportunity to say it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have dared do it. I lived with these people for 3 years. The average person has not the slightest idea as to the mindset of the elite. I have written 3 books attempting to tell people how these people think. The elite are a part of the occult. Are you catching me, folks? Now, keep in mind, I've been a minister of the gospel, the Bible, for 50 years. I lived with these elite for 3 years. They are a part of the occult. You wonder, why did Goldman Sachs sell this stock so many days ahead of time? Their occultish connections told them to. You've got to understand that we're dealing with a spiritual warfare here that is so far beyond the imagination of the average person that unless you live with them, you couldn't understand why BP, president, would sell this amount of stock. It wasn't that he knew this thing was going to blow. It's that his occultic connections and Alex, you have even made a video on the occult. I know it was you went out to California and
Bohemian Grove. I mean, it's even admitted that
it was marvelous. These people are a part of the occult, and as a result, they knew in advance what to do, not because they knew this thing was going to blow, but because their occultic connections had told them so.
Well, the word is, and I'm not into the occult, but I've had people that are into astrology, well-known businessmen here in Austin, I'm not going to say names, that have visited me saying that, you know, there's going to be catastrophe in the next few months, and this was before the spill, and there's going to be all this stuff happening, and it's going to get worse and worse going into to July because, you know, the astrology says it. And I know that Ronald Reagan made every decision he did down to the minute of a speech to the color of his tie off of his astrologer. And I'm not bashing Ronald Reagan because when you go to mainstream news about Tony Blair, he goes all over the world doing these rituals. Every morning he's possessed by something called the spirit of the light and flops around on the ground. So is his wife. Francois Mitterrand paid the architect to have 666 pink pieces of glass to make the Louvre Pyramid. He has publicly said he worships Lucifer. And yes, they believe that just like George Washington thought, you know, the God of the Bible was giving him guidance, that these elitists, whether they're psychic or whatever, and then manifest it through the occult, they believe they're being guided by their spirit guides.
And they are. You better believe they are. and their spirit guide. You see, there are two gods in this universe. There's the true and living God of the Bible who created all of heaven and earth and sent his Son to die for us on the cross as a forgiveness and perpetuation of our sins. Then there is the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world, better known as by the average person as Lucifer or the devil, and these people serve that god.
Well, I tell you, they sure believe they're getting this goblin guidance. All I know is that every one of these creatures started dumping their stock at record levels right before this happened, Lindsay.
Well, let me assure you that from every source that I have talked with, that what happened in the Gulf of Mexico was positively an accident. It was not planned. It is not a part of any conspiracy.
Well, if their devils could tell them this was going to happen, or whatever interdimensional creatures they're communicating with, that's what they believe they're doing. I mean, even if it's not true, folks, that's what they believe. I mean, that's just raw research. I keep running into that. That's what they're really into. Even if they've got these connections, why couldn't the creatures tell them that the oil spill was coming?
All right, that gets me down to my next point, and I'm glad you led into it perfectly, Alex. We're thinking exactly alike. So after I talked with my Mr. X of the book Energy Non-Crisis, after I had communicated with a number of other oil people, and have you noticed, Alex, that every person who has called into your show today has agreed with what this Mr. X told me?
Now, yes.
Folks, I do not take credit for any of this. I must say emphatically that it is by the providence of God that I was ever allowed to be the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and given executive status and sat in the board meetings, and I do not take credit for the things I'm saying today. I knew nothing about such things as that cap that was on the well, the fail-safe valve, and all this lingo. I didn't even recognize it until this individual told me. And the fact that they went into a strata, please use the proper words, because the oil people will laugh at us if we don't. They went into a strata of oil that is so phenomenal that no company, including the Russians, have ever drilled into it before. Now, keeping all of this in mind, after I had talked with these people about this, I said, okay, what are you going – how does this fit in? Now, I had to be very vague and yet try to get an answer out of them. Alex, I stand here shuddering almost. The elite, even though they did not create this, even though they did not know it was going to happen except by the occultic words, the elite planned to use this disaster to accomplish their timeline of 2010 and 2012 exactly as was given to me by the 87-year-old elitist. And I appeared on your show. I gave every bit of it. It's on my 6-DVD set, 8 hours of DVD viewing, and they have told me that they are going to use this Gulf scenario as a method of accomplishing their timeline for 2010 and 2012 exactly as they told me they were going to do it. And, folks, they will. You have it coming. Now, my opinion from what I have heard from Mr. X and my BP informants, you are not going to see this world capped anytime soon. Alex, I'm making a prediction here. I think that you probably are going to be calling me every few weeks for an update, and I'm going to be calling Mr. X every so many days for an update, because we are going to see an event of such epic proportion that it is going to devastate much of the finances and the people of the United States of America, and will get Mr. Obama's programs through exactly like he wants them. And the elite have already told me that everything they gave me a year and a half ago, that they are going to use this as one of the major methods, now that it's happened, of getting their 2012 timeline done, Alex.
Well, we're looking at a live feed right now of the oil gusher. And, I mean, it is in that incredible pressure that would crush any submarine we've got that's manned. They've got some submersibles that aren't manned that can go down that far, obviously, because they're down there working on it. But it is just blasting out of the hole there. and it's so hard to work in 5,000 feet of water. We looked up this email about vanadium, this highly toxic chemical, and sure enough, I've got Huffington Post, I've got major oil sites that this is composited from. It says, in addition to hydrocarbons, crude oil has organic compounds that contain nitrogen, sulfur, and oxygen, as well as carbon and hydrogen. It also contains trace mineral salts and metals. The most common metal is nickel, vanadium, iron, copper, but can also include very small amounts of metals like uranium, arsenic, and mercury. And this strata of oil that we're talking about could just be amazing. But I understand when they're going for oil, you know, they call the different layers they're hitting different strata of oil and natural gas, you know, different gas sands and, you know, a different strata of the rock. But what I'm saying is, if they're going down this deep, we know that these magma chambers can come up right to the surface. That's what a volcano is. And that a lot of people think they may have drilled down into the magma or something that's in between that because of how unusual this is. So that's the point I'm making about that, Lindsay.
The only thing that I was assured of is that they have drilled into a strata that more than likely no other human being has ever gone into in the history of the world. It is what is called a super deep well, and because of it, they hit pressures that even Russia didn't. This is what I'm assured of by my informants. Now, as a result of that, to stop this thing by natural methods that have already been devised will be an impossibility. A nuke is probably the only way to do it. And I think everybody's scared to death.
But they could blow out the whole thing, and the pressure could be so powerful that it just goes through the cracks, and then you've got an even bigger mess, and now you've got some two-mile-wide cracked, you know, mishmash, and it never ends.
Well, you crack that strata further. See, they drilled into it with a pipe, and 25 to 30,000 feet down plus 5,000 feet of water. Now, when they drilled into that, they have already gone into it. But you go down with a nuke and crack it further, and it'll be a total impossibility to ever in the history of the world to fill that back up until the day that it has emptied itself. That would be so catastrophic, you don't even want to think about it.
And if the abiotic theory is true, and all the evidence is beginning to point towards it being true, more and more petroleum geologists are saying something's going on, these wells are replenishing. Now, this is not finite. It could be an unlimited. I mean, the Gulf of Mexico could become known as the Black La Brea Tar Pit, and it could literally destroy the beaches of the planet for hundreds of years.
Alex, a radio talk show host whom I will not mention, called me on yesterday. He's very well known. He said, Chaplain, I was supposed to have a person on my program tonight who is a tourist rep in the Keys, down towards Key West, off of Florida. And he said, I had scheduled them. They were going to be on my program tonight. Can you fill in for them? I said, no. I promised Alex that I'd do his show first with this, and I kept my word. I said, why? He said, they called a few minutes ago, said that they were threatened. They were told not to appear on my program under any circumstances. There is a media blackout on this. I don't know what repercussions you may get from even having this program today. Some things have been said that could come from nowhere except inside sources. Even those people who have called into your program today have given details, but none of them have given intricacies, as you've heard.
No, I want to be specific. I know the oil company executive. So does Dr. Monti from Separate Research. He's called him. I know you're for real. I mean, I know that you've been exposing this for 30 years and that you did work with these big oil companies, and that you do have these sources, and everything you said makes sense. Lindsay Williams, I wish you were wrong, and I wish I would have gotten you on earlier because you've been calling this week. But I, you know, just at a subconscious level, I don't want to believe things are bad. You know, people think I just jump to conclusions. I don't. People were telling me 4 days ago there's troops all over the Gulf intimidating people, and now more and more it looks like that's true, and they admit there's National Guard everywhere. And so I guess that's happening. You know, I mean, when somebody calls me and says there's Marines 300 miles from the border, you know, searching people at checkpoints, I don't believe it. And then I get the state police press release and photos of it, and it's in the newspaper. I mean, it's just at a certain point, I can't believe all over the country they're taking people's homes for $360 unpaid water bills and $200 unpaid power bills and water bills. And I've got an article here today, you know, Star Tribune. in jail for being in debt. It's not a crime to owe money to debtors. Prisons are abolished in the United States in the 19th century. The people are routinely being thrown into jail for failing to pay debts to even private corporations. I mean, there's not even a law they're putting them in jail, Lindsey Williams. I mean, you know, I've got articles here. I mean, I'm finally getting overwhelmed. I mean, it's finally getting too insane, and I don't even... You know, I guess the Bible says they wear out the saints with all their, you know, chicanery and their enjoyment of it. And I'm not saying I'm a saint or anything, but, you know, it's just I feel worn out sometimes. I know you must feel worn out, you know, 30, 40 years fighting this. I don't know, 35 years, whatever it is. And I want to go to a few phone calls here, but also tell folks how to get that new DVD you've put out on this so it's all clearly laid out. But from what you're saying and what appears to be happening, you know, I mean, the way they won't let the states protect themselves, so it's worse. The way they screwed up Katrina and made it as bad as they could so they could say, oh, look, FEMA needs more power. The way Obama now says, I'm going to get my carbon tax with this. The way they're now telling us it may go to Christmas. Then they said it may go for a year. Now they say it may go for 2 years. It looks like they're getting us ready to just say, the Gulf of Mexico is now going to be a black lagoon of toxic waste.
Well, Alex, I have covered what actually has happened, and I have given you documented information. I have talked about what is happening, not only what did happen, but what is happening. Now I'd like to tell you what's going to happen. And I'll begin with John Hofmeister. I'm going to back up all of this with names and dates. I don't dare give this without it. John Hofmeister is the former president of Shell Oil, is the author of a book entitled Why We Hate the Oil Companies. You can go find this for yourself. Now, here's what he says. The BP disaster has raised questions about halting risky domestic oil extraction procedures altogether, including deep water programs. But Hofmeister, a longtime advocate of more domestic drilling, says America simply can't afford to stop drilling. America's net imports of foreign oil has jumped from 58.2% in 2007 from 34.8% in 1973. That's according to the U.S. government. Now, Hofmeister says, while we dream about new energy systems decades from now, the price to consumers will have to pay for things like gasoline, electric, diesel, would just skyrocket if America halted offshore drilling. Prices could go to a point where fixed income and low-income people are simply taken out of the personal mobility marketplace, which would be a shock and unnecessary because of our unwillingness to produce domestic resources. Now I'm going to give you his prediction. Here it is, what you're going to be paying for gasoline. I'm surprised somebody hasn't asked that so far. I know it's down at the pump right now, but you haven't seen anything yet. I'm going to tell you what is John Hofmeister's statement, because you remember the President of the United States of America said just recently he's going to halt all future permits for offshore drilling, and here's what Hofmeister says. You can put it in your book. My Mr. X has told me this will probably happen, and here it is. People also don't want oil washing on their beaches, whether it is the Gulf of Mexico, Florida, or maybe the East Coast. I'll go into that in a moment. Do you think that American public is going to say, we don't want the drilling offshore anymore? Well, here's what he says. He said, if Americans say that, you are going to be accepting $6 to $8 per gallon at the gas pump as an alternate in the near future. Folks, you are going to be paying $6 to $8 at the gas pump in the near future.
Well, Lindsey, I saw an AP article yesterday. I saw an AP article yesterday to interrupt, where all the foreign oil companies and U.S. oil companies that had their rigs out there already drilling, the headline was, oil companies pull up stakes in the Gulf, and they're all just leaving. No new exploration, even in areas in international waters. It's over, and now Obama's saying he's going to try to stop deep drilling in the United States. And this is the move to nationalize the oil companies that we're now going to see from this. And the head of the Department of Transportation 2 months ago was in the New York Times saying, we are officially anti-car and we're going to make you use buses and trains. So this is their dream.
You will be paying $6 to $7 a gallon at the gas pump. If you, by the way, if you're going on vacation anywhere, go quick. Don't even wait till the end of the summer. You are going to be paying $6 to $7 a gallon at the gas pump in the near, very, very near future.
And that means airline traffic's going to go up?
Oh, airlines will go bankrupt. There's no way that airlines can stand this. They'll nationalize the airlines. The government will take them over. Obama wants to make us a socialistic state, and he's going to do it because now he has the wherewithal to be able to. Now, I want to give you the other item, though. This one is future. And I have to read this. The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico may have apocalyptic consequences. A report of the Russian Ministry of Natural Resources said the British Petroleum oil spill is threatening the entire eastern half of North American continent with total destruction, report says. An ominous report by Russia's Ministry of Natural Resources warned of the impending disaster resulting from the British petroleum oil and gas leak in the Gulf of Mexico, calling it the worst environmental catastrophe in all of human history, the European Union Times reported. Russian scientists believe BP... Oh, folks, please write these words down. I'm going to spell them for you just a moment. Russian scientists believe BP is pumping billions of gallons of coreexite, C-O-R-E-X-I-T-E, 9,500, a chemical dispersing agent under the Gulf of Mexico waters to hide the full extent of the leak, now estimated to be over 2.9 million gallons a day. Experts say coreexite 9,500 is a solvent more times more toxic than oil, four times more toxic. The agent, scientists believe, has a 2.61 ppm toxicity level, and when mixed with the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, its molecules will be able to phase transition. This transition involves the change of the liquid into a gaseous state, which can be absorbed by clouds. The gas will then be released as toxic rain, leading to unimaginable environmental catastrophe, destroying all life forms from the bottom of the evolutionary chain to the top. Alex?
Yes, sir, I'm listening here. Continue.
Well, what are we going to see? If they don't contain this thing, and this is a big if. I hope tomorrow morning that BPA will be BP will be able to cap this whole thing. That is my wish. I'm begging. I'm pleading. I'm asking. Please do it. If they don't, with the toxic gases that are coming out of this well with the oil, hydrogen sulfide, benzene, methylene chloride, and our stupid congressman up there, they haven't got the backbone of a jellyfish. They don't have an ounce of care for human beings, or they'd be telling them what the Environmental Protection Agency has found that is blowing over the land. Now, I was a pilot for 30 years. I know that prevailing winds are from the northwest to the southeast, and these gases are blowing over the Delta, over Florida. And if they do not cap this well, you are going to see people sick. You might even see an evacuation of certain parts of the Gulf and Florida. It is going to affect the finances, economy of this country in a way that you can't even imagine.
Well, I certainly hope that's not the case, but we're going to have to watch and see how that unfolds with Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, I want to take five calls or six calls right now in quick succession and then let you go, and we'll get updates from you as this unfolds. But before we go to these calls, give folks the website and the phone number again, because you called me about this in the last 4 or 5 days. You've been working on a DVD that was just completed or shot yesterday where you break all this down into video format. And tell folks how they can get your breakdown of this information.
I did a CD on yesterday. We had to do it quickly.
Oh, so it's audio.
Okay. To get this information out. All of what I've said today is on there, plus I have pages of information that's not there. I beg of you, you know my DVDs and CDs are not copywritten. You must get this out to millions of Americans. Alex Jones Show, you've got to get everybody to go on the web and look at it. Please call and get my 8-DVD set and the one that we produced on yesterday, which will tell you everything that's going on in the Gulf. The toll-free number is 888-799-6111. Now, some people don't like to talk to an operator. Please go on the web to prophecyclub.com. You can get it there if you wish. That's prophecyclub.com or our toll-free number, 888-799-6111. The operator standing by, and oh, by the way, they will have English voices. It won't be a foreign operator. You're going to get an American that you talk with.
Well, I know this, Lindsay. We're going to be able to sit here and watch this unfold and see what happens, and always interesting information. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, you disconnected. My only thought I could think of offhand, being a personal engineer, so to speak, is fill all the fissures up with cement and then drop a million-pound weight over the son of a gun, see if that'll cork it up. Because it'd be corking up, and then it would just whiz out of the other cracks a lot harder. But that's a heck of a lot of pressure, sir. Otherwise, the only thing I could recommend is ignite it under the water and let it burn before it gets to the top.
Well, that's what a lot of experts said, was it should have been ignited the old-fashioned way, you know, right after it started leaking. That way it would all be contained and just turn into carbon, carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere and a few other byproducts. Certainly not perfect, but better than what we're seeing now. But, yeah, what about the idea of, say, having a million-pound weight that they then, you know, a position over it and then drop on top of it? I'm no engineer, but, I mean, that might have an effect. But then, if it doesn't work, you've got oil coming out from beneath the weight, and it's even harder to get under there and take care of it.
All those oxygen and the hydrogen will burn underwater as well. If it's got enough oxygen to it, you could just burn it before it gets through the water and use the water as a filter. It would probably need to be filtered as well after it burnt, but at least it wouldn't be escaping into the atmosphere and just have the potential to get all the way around the globe.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier because government doesn't know how to get rid of it, and now they're talking about a nuke, and I just can't imagine if they detonate a nuke down there and it just causes more fissures, and then instead of having one leak, it creates a bunch of other cracks and underground channels. You could have a mess many times worse, and instead of a half million or million or whatever it really is, 4 or 5 million, like some of Lindsay's sources are saying, then it could be 10 million, 20 million. I mean, it's crazy to talk about using nuclear weapons down there. And I sure hope they haven't hit some new strata of oil, some new mega strata, and that this sucker could go on for years. I mean, this is, and can you imagine how government's going to say, listen, we got the solution. You pay Al Gore and the Rothschilds a big tax, and they'll wave an environmental wand, and see, we've got to get rid of the petroleum economy, and we've got to take control of society and make you all energy poor because of the oil spill, because of the oil spill, because of the oil spill. And how this is happening right on time for Obama. Yes, it's politically destroying him. It's going to politically hurt BP. But one thing I've found with the globalists is they will fall on the sword individually to give more power to the organization. In fact, here's a headline. A spill cost mounts. BP shares tumble anew. U.S. lawmakers want more compensation. Obama, Cameron to discuss issue. Appreciate the call, Mike. Good points. Lindsay Williams, what's your take on the idea he had for dropping a big weight on it?
Number of years ago, I was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and they put in that 800-mile pipe over an inch thick. 2 weeks ago, BP closed the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. There's no oil flowing through it today. The reason being is that the abrasive substances in oil and the pig that they must run down that pipe from time to time to get out all the paraffin has so weakened the pipe, has broken it down to the point that it is so thin that it is almost like paper thickness in places, and it the abrasiveness has destroyed the pipe, and they're going to have to replace the entire thing if they get any more oil out of Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Now, the identical same thing is happening in the Gulf, except it's happening under pressures of 20 to 70,000 pounds, and the abrasiveness of that oil and what's coming up with it is eroding the thickness of that pipe so rapidly that if they wait a few more months to try to go down and do anything about it, they'll have no pipe left. I mean, this was a subject we didn't even cover before because there's still so much material here. But that very easily could happen, and that pipe is eroding by the minute.
Well, look what rivers do to create the Grand Canyon. Water cuts through solid rock over time. Imagine what oil with all those chemicals just blasting out is going to do to that pipe. And then it's going to really... But again, it looks like the pipe's already... the casing's already not intact because you've got all these other leaks coming up around there. This doesn't look good.
The casing appears to have ruptured at the time of the original blow because the pressure was so high. That's what it appears. You notice I use the word appears because we're getting these fissures as much as, NOAA said up to 20 miles long. The furthest I've heard personally is 5 miles away. But these are being caused by other ruptures that are down in there somewhere.
Josh in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know, I was down in Gulf Shores, Alabama, yesterday, and there's a very large amount of tar balls all over the beach down there. Just want to confirm that for you. And also, there was a private company called Clean Harbor that was there. You know, they were there. It's probably 10 guys on ATVs. And we spent probably 3 hours there, and I'm heading back out of town north on 59. So two Humvees, probably four or five troops per Humvee. So you're asking...
Now, we know military's down there. We're just curious if they're telling people to evacuate, like some reports have said.
Nothing. No, it was just totally benign. They were heading north out of town, but... that's all we saw.
Now, do these tar balls look fresh? Do they have any crustaceans growing on them?
No, they're really liquidy. We were having them smashed all in the bottom of our feet, and it was under.
So they're new, yeah, because an old tar ball have crustaceans and things growing on it. And I mean, I know that going to the beach over the years. So sounds like Lindsay said, it's coming out and getting semi-frozen and then congealing 5,000 feet down. I mean, it's just freezing cold. Anything else, Josh?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh, so much for that call. Let's talk to Mike in New Orleans. Well, boy, they got Katrina and now this. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I write for an independent newspaper in New Orleans. I have two deep sources that have their feet on the ground. I will tell you what I have confirmed. What I have confirmed is that BP is in charge of everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. They are in charge of the police. They are in charge of it all. They do have a complete media blackout on what's going on. They will not allow any cameras in. There's no confirmation yet on arrest, but they are threatening arrest. They have all of that area, all of the people in that area completely intimidated. Nobody's talking.
Well,
to
2 weeks
anybody.
Ago, they were pulling up to CBS and ABC and local reporters with the Coast Guard saying, we work for BP under orders of BP, no videotaping beaches. So I guess BP is, instead of getting in trouble for this, they may become our new kings or something.
There's an army, I'm telling you, there's an army of BP thugs down there. So far, it's only been the Coast Guard and the local authorities that are working in conjunction with them. There has been no sightings of any military, but all from what I have just heard and all from the feeling that is going on, I can only speculate that...
Well, what are the BP... Sorry, go ahead.
you know, I can only speculate, especially if a storm comes along, that we're going to be looking at mass evacuations from this area.
Now, what are the BP, you call them thugs, what are they doing? Just letting you know that they're in command and you're scum?
More than that. They are beyond the intimidating the workers into signing non-disclosure forms. They are reports, and this is confirmed, of them having the crews stand down as swaths of oil has washed ashore. This is confirmed.
So wait, they have the crews stand down and they let the oil come in?
Correct.
And do people ask why?
They're intimidated. They're scared to death.
But I mean, what's the feeling? Is this so Barry Sitaro, Barack Hussein Obama, President Hussein can get his environmental takeover? I mean, why let the oil come in? Why a month ago not let the locals put the booms in front of the estuaries? Why'd they let that come in?
Indeed. Again, confirmation that the BP people abandoned 44 boats that were ready to go out there and corral the first oil that was coming into the marshes. They just abandoned them as the oil.
Well, I want to continue with you, Mike. If you want to plug your independent newspaper, we'd like to have you down there as a reporter so we can talk to you. And I'm going to do more shows just on this now. I'm beginning to realize this is just getting worse and worse by the minute. But Lindsay, again, everything he's saying dovetails with what you've been saying.
Every caller that you've had call in today, from the technician to you name it, has basically confirmed everything that Mr. X of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, told me. I am so glad this be the case, because I didn't have the slightest idea. This is the first time I've given this, Alex. Do you realize how bold you are, Alex Jones, to allow this program to go on today? I really wonder, you know, I heard you on George Norrie on Monday night, by the way. You did a great job. He asked you the story about the oil spill down there. I noticed at the time, I wonder, is he really going to allow me to be on today and tell this story? You are a bold talk show host to even allow this to be told.
Well, when are you going to get on Norrie? I hope he's not the guy you were waiting, waiting to get on me before you go on him, because I appreciate you doing that, Lindsay.
No, I haven't even called George Norrie at all. I called your producer the other day, and
Thank you. We need to get you on. We need to get you
exclusive, and I did. But if you want to put in a word for me with George, that'll be fine.
No, we need to get you on more shows right away, because this is important. Now,
call George and tell him I can answer those questions for him.
Well, absolutely. I'll let them know that. I don't have really any control over who or what they put on, but I can certainly recommend it. Just expanding on that, though, you're saying it was an accident, but they're going to let it continue to flow as a pretext to take over. Is that what you said earlier?
Well, they can't stop it. They have no way in the world of doing anything about this except a nuke.
And so they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste, and they're going to use that then. I just want to put words in your mouth, but is that what you said last hour?
Okay. I have been told it was intimated. You know how they have a way of saying,
yeah.
Now, Chaplain, you know this to be true. It has been intimated to me that everything that I was told a year and a half ago is to their timeline, that now they're going to use this as a method of fulfilling it. And if people want to know what that timeline is, they can call our toll-free number, and we have 6 DVDs on it.
Yeah, that's amazing, because this information dovetails, again, I keep using that word dovetails, but hooks into past info. Mike, anything else from New Orleans?
Oh, not really, Alex, other than I have asked my sources that are deep in there to go ahead, and they're going to get back to me shortly. With any new information, if they have witnessed any arrest and what for, who's doing the arresting, what charges, those kind of things is what I've asked them to check into.
And so there's like strong men stomping around, letting Louisianans know that they're the boss. I mean, because people keep describing them as thugs, even in other newspapers. I mean, so I guess they just walk up with like a wrench and go, "This is our area now, boy. You do what BP says. And you don't you get uppity that we're flooding you with oil." I mean, I hate to do the Italian mobster accent, but I mean, what are they doing?
They have got the people so intimidated down there that they're afraid to even talk among themselves. Strangers, you just have to, it's like pulling teeth. So whatever they're doing is is rough.
Well, that's like they have an article today in the Wall Street Journal, which talks about the vanity of airline passengers. And it says they don't like the body scanners or being strip searched in public. They're scum, basically. Where everything's backwards, it's like, you don't like being strip searched, now they strip search you. You don't like having DNA taken without a warrant on the side of the highway. You're a vain piece of garbage. Not you have rights, you have dignity. Not you don't want to be humiliated. I mean, it's just everything is like going into flux where they're like converting us over to pure evil at every level. Mike, I appreciate your call. Stay in contact.
Well, you got to remember that these communities down there are very, very small, so it's not that hard to go ahead and overtake them.
No, I'm not bashing these people. I just somebody needs to stand up for them. And you know, these BP guys, though, they want to intimidate and be the boss because they know they've done wrong and are destroying these communities. And so it's like, you know what we say, get down there. You know, that way they're already dominating them so the people never get angry and stand up against them. And, I mean, next they'll be calling the locals terrorists. You don't like oil all over you? You're a terrorist. You don't like Obama banning all fishing out here even though there's no oil? You're a terrorist. You don't like giving your rights up? You're a terrorist. And it might be, I mean, literally, it's like Homeland Security dealing with evil terrorists in Louisiana. Maybe they caused the oil spill. You know, maybe it's their fault, and maybe they're with Al-Qaeda. You know, maybe bin Laden's hiding in New Orleans. Maybe tactical nukes are needed there. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but that's the absurdistness of it. Let's talk to John in Louisiana. A lot of calls from there. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I went out there as media, and they had a little media show for us because, you know, that's how they operate. And, of course, you know, they were laying the boons and stuff like that in the media op. But you can look down the beach, and there's no cleaning crews, none of that. The military is over there, and they're acting really suspicious. They don't talk. They're always, like, watching you, always looking at their feet.
Well, they don't talk to slaves. You're just there to pay taxes. You're nothing but a blood bag to feed the New World Order. Now, specifically, yeah, they're having some photo ops. And so you were brought down to be shown a photo op, but then you noticed it was just a photo op.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell. I'm sure the mainstream media that was also there with us knew it was a photo op, but, you know, they don't care. Most of them don't.
Well, how much oil did you see in the surrounding areas there in Louisiana?
Oh, man. there's, like, rocks on the, like, about 200... yards off the shore, and they're black, and there's the it looks like orange brownish looking thing. It's really nasty looking. You can tell it's definitely really, really bad. There's oil all along the beaches, and there's no cleanup crews. And when they showed the most cleanup crews is when the media was shooting their cameras.
You know, what about these reports that I've seen confirmed in the news where foreign governments like the Dutch are refused, even though they have ships in the area, the military is not allowed to help, that the military will demand that we've got to count these booms over and over again for 5-6 days, and then they say, now we're not going to allow you to put the booms out. I mean, that's confirmed. Why does the military go along with those orders, Lindsey Williams?
I wish I knew, Eric. I can't believe, Alex, that they're people. You know, Alex, I'm like you. I believe in telling the truth regardless. And I was taught that from a child, and I still do it today. I guess there's so many people in the country that are intimidated by their higher-ups. They've been brainwashed into believing that they ought to go along with everything. And that's the only thing I can think of that would cause them to do such things, realizing that people's lives are at stake.
It's just horrible. Two final calls. We'll let Lindsey go and go back into retransmission. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Louisiana, then Gary. John, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yeah, John, go ahead.
Oh, I'm still on. By the way, That's all.
You know what? They didn't disconnect your call when I said thanks for the call, so I thought it was another John from Louisiana. I apologize, or I never let you go. Let's go to Gary in New Orleans. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mayday, mayday, Alex. If we ever needed your bullhorn, we need it now down here.
I recognize Gary. I know your voice. You're a talk show host down in New Orleans.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I had to take action a couple of years ago when you said to quit calling Alex Jones to do it. Get out there and do it yourself. So I've been down on the island, and pretty much what's happening, there are no armed troops as of yet. Now, there is a report from the Washington AP that the State Departments are considering assistance from 13 countries, and State Department Crowley is stating that there's going to be German, France, Britain, and also the UN Environmental Program. So if you've seen the report from Iron Mountain, that might tell you a little bit.
Oh, no, give me that headline. This is big news. What's the headline on the troops from 13 countries?
Well, 13 nations and UN offering help, U.S. says. And it's about four paragraphs, if you want me to read it real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, the State Department says officials are considering offers of assistance from 13 countries and the United Nations to help in the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. neighbors, Canada and Mexico, are among those offering equipment and experts in containing the cleanup and the leak of the BP oil spill. All right, then State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said Wednesday that Coast Guard is evaluating the needs of the cleanup operations and will decide what, if any, aid to accept in the coming days. And the last paragraph is, also offering aid is Britain, France, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, Norway, Romania, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, and the UN Environmental Program.
Yeah, no, I've got the article here. It's Sweden and the UN Environmental Program. So we've got that. And again, it'd be one thing if early on you have Dutch ships in the area with the booms. They say, hey, let us help. You let them. But it's another thing to wait 40-plus days, not let the states. They're not letting Jindal. They're not letting the Louisiana governor. They're not letting the Mississippi governor. They're not letting Florida go in. Well, how can the feds tell the states what they can and can't do? I mean, this is a Ninth and Tenth Amendment issue, a states' rights issue. But the State Department is looking, and I appreciate your call here with the info, at sending the UN in, which will then be photo ops, just like New Orleans. They wouldn't let the troops or the National Guard or the Walmart or the Coast Guard help people. All they would do is send in federal troops to confiscate guns in high and dry areas as a gun confiscation drill, basically. And then Mexican troops were brought in to Texas and Mississippi, Louisiana as support role. So the message is only foreign troops can help you. The states can't. The states can't be trusted, but foreign governments can. As a Louisianan, in the middle of all this, after Katrina, I mean, do you concur with what I just said, or do you have any other facets you want to add to that, or do you disagree? He's gone. Okay, I guess the code word to let people go is thanks for the call. I did say thanks for the call, but I meant thanks for calling with this article. Call me back tomorrow because I've met that fella. He's a good talk show host down in New Orleans, and I want to get his full breakdown on all this. That's a good place to close it out. This looks like it turned into a huge United Nations love fest, where, oh, thank God the UN came, and I bet the UN even comes up with the idea of how to fix the leak. Yeah, what do you think, Lindsey Williams?
Anything could happen at this point. I think it is anybody's guess what might take place. There's one thing for sure. Regardless of what happens, the elite are going to profit from what has happened.
Amazing. Lindsey, I'm going to definitely need to talk to you again next week as this unfolds. God bless you, and thanks for breaking your inside scoop here on the air with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex, and have a wonderful day. I appreciate the privilege of being on your show today.
Oh, it's a privilege to have you on. God bless you. And I don't really like to do more than 4 hours because I get a bit dingy. It's easy to talk in the first, second, third, fourth hour, but after that, I get a little bit punch drunk here on air. But I'll be recharged and back live 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern tomorrow, and back Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. But just so much crazy news. We'll continue to cover it all. Coming up in future transmissions and at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to say great job to the crew. I want to say great job to all the webmasters, Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, all the people here in this office. They're doing a wonderful job, Phil and Matt Ryan and Matt and, of course, Jaron and just Craig. Everybody else, the entire office has done a great job. Our listeners, our sponsors, our affiliates, and for all of you putting up with me, until next time, Lord willing, we'll see you back here live coming up in about 19 hours. Bye, con Dios.